Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum 2 Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma. I want to welcome everyone to this Monday, August 3rd, 2009, Moore Success Team Prepaid Legal Group Benefit Training Call. We host this special call the first Monday of every month. It's designed specifically to assist our Moore Success Team associates that work in the group benefits arena within Prepaid Legal. Tonight's call is being recorded and will be available for playback on our Moore Success Team .com website. Now to introduce tonight's special Moore Success Team group trainer, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, and to Millionaire Club member, the Executive Vice President of Prepaid Legal and the leader of our Moore Success Team, Mr. Ken Moore. Are you there, Mr. Moore?
I'm right here, Randy. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, great. This is such a great call, and looks like a few people must be having a little trouble getting on tonight, Randy, but I'm sure that they'll get on. But this next speaker, you know, of course, has been a favorite of yours and mine for a long, long time. He's an outstanding trainer. Just recently, you know, over at Dallas, they had a train over there. And I tell you, so many people called in to Prepaid and to myself and everything, congratulating him on what a fine job he done. Everybody from Arizona to Oklahoma was calling in. And we're lucky to have him. I can't remember how big a platinum he is. He's getting so big now, I'm afraid he's going to go to his head. He's just written so much business this year. He's always in the top five. One of these days, I expect him to be right up there number one. But most of all, he's just a good Christian man. He's a good friend, and he's a good team member. And, you know, it all goes together to make a fine human being. Our friend, your friend, and one of the best trainers today in Prepaid Legal Group Marketing, Mr. Jimmy Parrish.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Moore, and I hope you guys can hear me still okay.
I can hear you good, Jimmy. Can Randy, you hear me?
Yes, fine. Well, I appreciate the honor of being asked to be a part of the group training call. As for those of you that are on the call know, that the first Monday night of every month, I'm always trying to be on the call to hear who on the Moore team is training, and I'm pleased to have had that honor tonight. As Mr. Moore mentioned, I was asked by group marketing to be a part of the training group for the first ever boot camp that Prepaid Legal had away from one of the conventions, and it was a tremendous event. Two weekends ago in Dallas, we had several hundred people from all over the country that were there, and when I sent a little note to Mr. Stonecipher just thanking him for making it possible, I was attending some of the sessions myself, and we had six different hours on Friday and three different sessions each hour, and I was comparing it to going to an all-you-eat buffet and having 18 choices out there of your favorite foods and only being able to take six of those, and it was, if you could imagine that, then you would imagine the dilemma those of us who are in Dallas were faced with. But I was asked to present a particular topic, and I wasn't sure how it was going to go over, but considering they had to shut the door and because they had so many people coming in, they had to turn them away, I think, well, we may be on to something here. And I was trying to personalize this from the standpoint of how I got involved with Prepaid Legal and how the group marketing division was really the division that I felt led to be a part of. And there are a number of other people, I'm sure, that feel the same way. And so what I want to do is just kind of go back a little bit, tell you about my background, how it relates to this. But I've entitled my training, and I want to kind of share it with you tonight in about 20, 25 minutes, how I market 75 counters a month in group marketing, and you can too, with the subtitle being 10 Practical Ways to Make Executive Director Every Month with Personal Production. Now, let me just first of all mention a couple of things up front. Number one, I'm very thankful to be part of the Moore Success Team because from day one, when I got involved in the business a little over 10 years ago, I signed my associate agreement by Don Bryan, my sponsor and upline in Mobile, Alabama. I was told I could go whatever direction I needed to and wanted to go. And I know there's some organizations out there that try to put you in a particular type of portion of the business. And for some people, it works. Some people, it doesn't. You know, I'm first to say that recruiting is the lifeblood of our business. It's the lifeblood of anybody's business in Prepaid Legal Services. But it just wasn't my forte to go out and recruit people to recruit people to recruit people. And so I gravitated more toward the group and small business side. And the Moore Success Team has been very, very good about helping people find their niche and to blossom accordingly. Because I think if I had been told all I could do was recruit, and there was nothing else I could do, but I had to go and find more people and find more people, I wouldn't be here today because this is the type of business that I had been in network marketing before, and I had done that, and that was not something that drove me and that I could get excited about. But when I got to this side of the business, it was something that I enjoyed. I still recruit and try to make that a part of my daily activity and attracting myself to or finding someone that can be attracted to what we're doing. But I started looking at those of us that were really making group marketing somewhat of a career. And so I tried over the last 7 years that I've been involved on somewhat of a full-time basis. And over the time, I've come up with some practical ways that for those of you on the call or people might be on your team that are attracted to the group marketing division, what are some ways that, you know, maybe they're not getting team production, but how can they make executive director every month? How can you market 75 counters, 38 doubles each and every month? Well, let me share a little history with you. First of all, it's not easy to do. There are not a lot of people that do that. And, you know, when you do it, it's something I guess you should be proud of. As far as my question, I am just concluding 7 years or 84 months from starting this almost on a semi-full-time to full-time basis. I began pretty much my prepaid legal career a little over 37 months after I got into business. I got in 99, but I didn't really get started until August of 2002. So that was about 84 months ago. Now, during the past 84 months, I have been able to make executive director 78 of those 84 months. The last 53, I have made executive director. But 73 of those 78 months, when I made executive director, it was all on me doing 75 or more. I had 5 months where I did have some team participation. And let me just tell you on the front end, this is not what you needed to strive for. This is not something I'm proud of. This is something that I wish I had a team that was supporting me. And, you know, I knew that I could get 25 out of this leg or 75 out of this leg. And maybe I only had to do 25 or 50, or maybe I've got such a strong organization, I don't need to do that. I don't need to go out and do personal sales. But in my case, it was something that I had to do. But it was also something I enjoyed doing. I love getting up every morning and presenting to groups of employees. I love meeting with decision makers. And so I started looking at this, you know, how easy is it to do? Is it something that can be duplicated? And I went back and looked at some of the numbers because, you know, I like to study numbers because it helps me know what I can do, but it helps me know also what other people can do. And I looked back, how many people at the end of the year in 2008, how many associates in our company actually averaged 75 counters a month? In other words, they had 900 or more sales for the year, and I found only 32 associates did that. Of those, 13 were group marketing vice presidents like I am. But again, it's not something that stays consistent. It was like 31 of those at the end of March had done it for this year, and at the end of July, just this past weekend, only 27 associates, seven of those being group marketing vice presidents, are averaging 75 sales a month. But of those 27, 12 of them were not part of the top group at the end of 2008. So there are more and more people that are coming on board, which gives people that are on the call tonight maybe hopes that maybe I could be there someday. So, you know, what are some practical ways that you can make executive director every month? I want to kind of share some of these with you, as I did with the boot camp folks back out in Dallas a couple of weekends ago. The first point is be in the group arena a minimum of 18 to 24 months as an active group marketer. Be in the business a minimum of 18 to 24 months as an active group marketer. Now, for some of you, you say, well, I've just been started. I've just been in 6 months a year. Why would you say that? Well, it just takes a while. You can't just automatically hop out there unless you are a rare exception, like an LLD Benefits who's on the MORE team or other people like that, other insurance companies, other professional, maybe sales personnel, that have an existing book of business where they can not only just come in and run the prepaid legal product, but they have got clients and customers that all they've got to do is add this to their existing book of business. We don't find that very readily with someone that comes in and immediately starts doing that. So if you want to try to do this, it's something you can work toward, but you need to almost have a year and a half to 2 years in the business. Number two, present to 8 decision makers each month. Present to 8 decision makers each month. That means, you know, have a face-to-face with the decision maker, the president, CEO, owner, head of HR, whoever's a decision maker for that particular group. And so I added that up to 100 a year. If you're in front of 100 decision makers a year, you know, this is something that's going to lead you down the road to success in prepaid legal. Now, let's break those numbers down a little farther. What have you got to do to present to 8 decision makers a month? Well, I've looked back, talked to a number of other people, and came out with this type of formula. If you're just getting going, you don't have an existing book of business, you don't have a lot of warm market leads or networking opportunities, if you're just cold calling, you're just calling people with whom you don't have leads on, you almost need to strive for about 30 calls a week. I mean, 30 new people that you're calling each week, about 120 a month. And if you make 120 dials a month, you're going to speak to approximately 40 live people. So that means only a third of the people you're going to dial are you actually going to talk to a person. And of those 40, you're going to get in front of 8 decision makers. Now, if you're worth your weight in salt, you've got, or maybe if you're not, and you've got someone who's a good field trainer and can bring you in, you bring them in with you, you're getting in front of 8 decision makers in a month, you ought to close 3 of those. You ought to get 3 group enrollments out of that. Now you say, well, Julie, that doesn't sound too hard. I mean, if I make 120 calls and I talk to 40 people, I'll be in front of 8 decision makers, might not close 3 of them. Yet I'll tell you right up front, if you did that, that means you close 3 groups a month or 36 a year. Only 4 group marketing professionals in prepaid legal averaged that many or 36 groups last year. So if you do that, those kind of numbers, you're going to be in the top 5 of prepaid legal and opening new groups. I can almost guarantee that based on the last few years of production. But that's the first thing. What's number 3? Number 3 is have 50 to 75 groups in your pipeline. Have 50 to 75 groups in your pipeline. And what do you mean? That just means when you're going out calling on someone, not everybody tells you yes, not everybody tells you no. It'd be great if they did. You could move on to start, you know, talking to new people. But a number of people will say it's not a good time. Call me back, or I need to check back. It's a bad piece. We've laid off people. There are any number of reasons that people could come up with. But whatever that is, you need to constantly be juggling 50 to 75 groups. It's like someone you might see in the circus who's juggling plates or spinning plates or juggling different types of balls. And then if you've got those that are continuing to turn over, it doesn't matter if someone tells you that you're counting on having enrollment or check back with me. Well, you've got so many others that it's okay. You always got some other things to fall back on. And that leads to the next point, number 4. Stay 3 to 4 weeks in advance. Stay 3 to 4 weeks in advance. Now you say, well, Jimmy, how in the world can I do that? I mean, I woke up this morning, I didn't know what I was going to do this week. I never wake up on Monday morning wondering what I'm going to do that day or that week. I try to keep my month planned out several weeks in advance. Now, that doesn't mean every minute of every day is scheduled. I'm constantly filling holes with appointments with decision makers or last-minute employee enrollments. But I'm primarily, right now, my August is put to bed. I pretty well already know I'm going to have an excellent August. I've got a number of schools that I'm going to be working in, which is a great time for school enrollments. I've got other enrollments that are already scheduled later in August. If I don't get close to 300 personal sales in August, I have miscalculated what that's going to do, what my activity that I've already done is going to lead to. Because when everything clears that I hit sent in today, if it all clears today from what I sent in, and today was the first day of August, I'm going to have 75 personal sales right on the dot that I sent in this weekend. It's going to hit the 1st of August. And I've got another 11 groups I'm going to meet with in the next 4 days. So I'm going to be somewhere between 150 and 200 before the first week of the month is out. But I already know that's going to happen. And you've got to know where you're going to be. I'm now trying to schedule into September. And that's one of the things about staying in advance. If you're staying in advance, you don't have any surprises. And then that leads to number 5. And this is one of the ones I think so many people fall down on. And that is, number 5, have a plan B. Have a plan B. What is your plan B? And what do I mean by that? Well, Ken, you and Randy probably remember that back 8 or 9 years ago, we had a brick. We didn't have DVDs and real nice tools. We had what they call the brick, and one of those is called What Is Your Plan B? And it was related to recruiting. Well, I talk to a lot of people all the time just in passing. How's your month shaping up? Oh, man, it's looking great. I got 5 enrollments, averaging 20 to 30 employees per enrollment. You know, I've got EDMA, no problem. But remember this. This ought to be a cardinal rule for all of you new marketers. A sale is not a sale until it shows up on your My Statistics page. There are all types of problems which can torpedo the best laid plans of making executive director. And I've actually came out with my own Murphy's prepaid legal Murphy's Law of group enrollments. If it can go wrong, assume it will. If it can go wrong, assume it will. And these 15 things that I came up with that could possibly go wrong include the following. The enrollment is canceled. I mean, it's not delayed or postponed. It's actually just canceled. Also, you might have your enrollment delayed. So it's not going to take place. Maybe it won't happen in the month that you were thinking it's going to be. Enrollment can be postponed. Number three. Number four, family members reduce the enrollment size. So you might think you're going to be doing a group of 10 employees, and you get there and you find out there's several husband and wives or father and child in there, and instead of presenting to 10 unique individuals that can purchase it, you're down to 7. Well, it's kind of hard to get a group of 5 if you're only going to have 7 you're going to be talking in front of. Number five, fewer show up than expected. You may think you're going to be presenting to 30 people, and you get there, and there are 18 people there. You say, well, that's just 12 people that I'm missing. Yeah, but that's 30% of your potential enrollment, and so that can really impact your numbers. Maybe you're going to get number six, a reduced amount of time to present. Maybe they tell you you've got 20 minutes, and you show up and say, well, we're running behind, and all you got is 12 minutes. And you're supposed to do that presentation in 12 minutes. That can affect your enrollment. No decision-maker support. Maybe you never got a buy-in from the owner, the decision-maker, and they're not going to come on board, they're not going to introduce you, they're not going to sign up for it yourself, and that can impact your enrollment. Number eight, employees or existing members. You get there, you think you're going to have 15 people there, and you find out that three of them already have a membership. Well, that's 20% of your potential enrollment right there. Paperwork errors. One of the things Don Bryan taught me was making sure that the first few business report sheets and applications I sent in, he saw first. So I wouldn't get in there, and it was my mistake. Sometimes your delays in transit. Something can be held up, and you don't realize what happened. Although they don't happen, doesn't happen very often. Corporate is made up of individuals that are not perfect, and sometimes mistakes are made within the corporate headquarters. Not often, but you've got to look out for that and check your numbers because it's your business. Partner errors. Sometimes an individual might, that you're counting on, your business partner, your workout partner, send some things in for you, and for whatever reason, that doesn't happen. And one time I had a situation where I had a new recruit who was going to be putting in his application with his associate agreement. I was leaving town, had to go to enrollment, so I left that package with him, that UPS envelope. It never cleared. I found out later he got cold feet and decided he did not want to become a recruit, but he didn't realize I had 30 applications in there that he caused me to almost miss being executive director that month because he thought it was just his in there. So sometimes other things can impact from a partnership perspective. You just don't have enough for a group. You present, it doesn't go well, and you get 3 people to sign up, and they don't want a small business plan, so that can impact that. There's a pre-enrollment checklist that I came up with, and if you haven't gone over some things there, maybe some things happened that caused some things to go wrong. And then lastly, you have a change in your venue at the last minute, and maybe it's a problem there, and it doesn't present a very conducive environment. So have a plan B. Assume that things are not going to go just right, and if you prepare yourself for that, you're going to be so much better off. Number six. You're going to have some sugar sticks, some gimme accounts, and some surefire sources for counters. Now, that just means I've been in the business now 10 years, 7 of these pretty much on a full-time to semi-full-time basis. I've got over 225 accounts that I can work on. There is never a month that I can't go out to one of my sugar sticks, gimme accounts. If I'm just having a real tight month and I'm going to have to go out there and get some counters, I know that I've got relationships established. That if I need to get in there and meet with some employees, I can do it. And that's a very reassuring and gratifying thing to know I will never go hungry. Because if everything else went bad, I can always go in those accounts, make me some money, get me some counters, and help me out. Now, some of you haven't been around that long. You don't have those kind of accounts yet. It falls back under the same kind of thing of being in the business longer than 18 to 24 months. So you need to be sure you've got some sugar sticks, some gimme accounts, and some surefire sources of counters. If you have a month, you're in a pickle. Number seven, you must ED qualify mentally and emotionally before you do so numerically. You've got to ED qualify mentally and emotionally before you do so numerically. I found many individuals fail before they get started in their business because they cannot visualize themselves marketing 75 memberships per month. My sponsor told me I was going to have to recruit because there's no way you're going to be able to do that, 75 memberships every month. But praise God, I've been able to do it 53 straight months, and I've already, when everything hits tonight, it's going to be a 54th straight month. And so maybe I'm the exception, but there are a lot of people out there that really feel like they're led to build their business through group marketing, and they want to go down that same path. Folks, you've got to see yourself changing your habits to do what other people are not willing to do. That's one of the strong things in Jeff Olson, who was one of our guests on the call a few weeks ago, what Jeff Olson said in his book, The Slight Edge. Successful people do what unsuccessful people are not willing to do. You must assume, nobody else, you must assume personal responsibility to make it happen, especially if your team members are contributing nothing during the month to help you qualify for executive director. So, you know, I started out back in getting good in 2003. I finished about 600 and something sales that year. It put me in the top 40 for the company. That year I qualified for executive director 7 months out of the 12, so I missed the profiles by 1 month because you've got to be in 8 months. But in 04, I hit 900 counters right on the dot. And that put me for the first time ever in the top 20, so I got to number 18. The next year in 05, I raised the bar a little bit more, got to 1,007, jumped up to 17th in the company. In 2006, went up a little more to 1,027 sales, which dropped me down to 18th, because even though I was moving forward, other people were raising the bar. 2007 saw my biggest increase ever. I jumped 35% up to 1,389. My goal was to make the top 10, and I made exactly 10th place in production for that year. And then last year, I topped 1,500. Got to 1,504, was number 8 in the company. And so I said, how can I keep going up like this? But then now I've realized that through July, I'm already at 1,042. And I look back, and it was only four and a half years ago that 900 was what I did for the whole year. But I had to mentally and emotionally say, you can do this. You can raise that bar. And a number of reasons I could attribute that to, and that's some things maybe I can share on a future call. But I had to get to that point of raising the bar because the bar was continuing to be raised. And every year it seems to get easier and easier. Not to mean that you don't work hard, but what I consider to be a struggle to get 900 counters in 2004, now I've passed in the first 6 months of this year, and I've got on track for somewhere between 1,800 and 2,000 if things keep progressing as they are. Number 8, and I think this is a very important point, work within your strengths. Work within your strengths. Develop a team or outsource to cover your weaknesses. Now, what am I talking about? Well, all of us have what we call reluctance problems probably, and they feel like, you know, they can't do that. Well, I look at, you know, 3 steps to getting employees enrolled where you actually can make money on. You've got to set appointments, you've got to meet with decision makers, and you've got to enroll the employees. Now, we've set that as a pre-enrollment checklist and come between steps 2 and 3, but all of us have got to be able to set appointments, meet with the decision maker, and enroll employees. Well, folks, I was always very strong on numbers 2 and 3, but I didn't feel comfortable setting appointments. So about almost 2 years ago, I was able to get an appointment setter in place, and it was someone I had worked with. They were not on my team, but we had good chemistry, and that person was able to do some things. Now, we don't get together. We're not in an office situation, but they wanted to grow their prepaid legal business, and they felt comfortable on the phone, and they did not feel comfortable in front of decision makers nor employees, and I was the exact opposite. So when she started doing appointments for me, that's what kind of catapulted me up in 2007, 2008, and 2009. And that was the missing link. Now, I don't recommend that to everybody, but it was the thing I needed. I was able to stay then working within my strengths, and I developed a team, or in my case, I outsourced it to cover the thing I was weakest in, and that was call reluctance. Number 9, partner with associates who can open doors for you. Partner with associates who can open doors for you. Now, I've been very successful, and the Moore team has been very good about that because they know I travel. And maybe you're someone out there in some place in the country and you don't have anybody on your team that will help you. You've got a group possibility, but you don't feel comfortable getting in there in front of it. You'd say, if I'm going to get in front of 50 people, I don't want to blow it. Well, that's when you need to call the Moore Success Team and say, who do they have that, you know, can come in and help you? Just because they're on your upline doesn't mean they're a group marketing professional and they can do group marketing justice. But the Moore Success Team has people like myself that will agree to go places and partner, do a split of the enrollment applications. But I've had a number of people that I've worked with. I came up with 10 different sources of people I've partnered with, and maybe they can you as well. Number 1, my own group team members. These are people on my team that do group, but they want me to partner with them. Number two, my own team members who are not group marketers. I've got people I've recruited that are not groupies, but they know people that own businesses or they're networking organizations, and they want to get some counters, and I work with them. Number three, group marketers not on my team. This has been something I've traveled around the country and helped other people that are in group marketing, but they like my style, they feel comfortable with me as a person and my success rate, so they said, can you come in here and work with me? So I'm on airplanes and doing things like that all the time. Number four, independent insurance agents in your community. I've had some of those that I've worked with. Number five, benefit brokers. Number six, professional employment organizations, otherwise known as PEOs. These are employee leasing companies. They have books of business you can work with. Certified public accountants, number seven, or CPAs. Number eight, financial planners. I have all of these on my team that I do the work for them, but we go in and split the business. Number nine, team building associates that are not on my team. They're networkers that maybe they've got some leads in Alabama or in a licensed state. They don't have a license. They want to work with me. And that leads to number 10, out-of-state associates who are not licensed in my state. Since we're one of the states that is a licensed state, sometimes I work with people who don't have a license in Alabama. And that leads to the last point, and that is recruit associates who can duplicate you. Recruit associates who can duplicate you. Now, that's my objective. I mean, I'm not turning away anybody that wants to work with me and wants to go in there, whether they're a primary networker, a team builder, or they want to be what I call a CGMP, like me, a career group marketing professional. Folks, I go out and work a job. I carry my lunch pail to work every day, and I work a job just like other people. But I'm continuing to work, trying to attract career group marketing professionals, waiting for my residual to kick in. And once that happens, and I've got that residual coming in of several thousand dollars a month, I anticipate never stopping selling, but I spend a lot more time recruiting at that point because I'm looking for other people who want to also do this as well. I've not been a good networker. It's not something that I've done a good job of. For whatever reason, every time I understand the compensation program, they change it. But I can train someone to do what I do because that's what I feel comfortable with. And so whatever your situation is, whether you're on the call tonight because you too are a groupie and you want to learn how to do this, or whether maybe you're a networker, someone who team builds, and you're just looking for people like Jimmy Parrish or LLD Benefits or Harry Perrett, Rona Unzel, Jeremy Moore, Stephanie Moore, other strong people that are group marketing folks on the Moore team, perhaps some of these things can help you because, you know, this was just an idea in my head. I felt like it would meet some people's needs, just like when I was Trainer of the Year back in 2005 and I spoke to all the trainers on the 10 core commitments of group. We have 10 core commitments of prepaid legal. Well, I came up with the 10 core commitments of group, and I'm pleased to announce that last 2 weeks ago, they're actually coming out with a new piece now called Getting Started Right in Group, and it was primarily that initial list that I came up with 4 years ago, and we've added to that. That's now going to be a part of all the group schools that go out. And as I mentioned earlier, the pre-enrollment checklist is just something that with some other folks on the Moore team in Missouri, Ivan North to be specific, and some others that had some ideas. I took that and prepaid legalized it, and I just found out that we've got to have out this fall a brand new group training manual, and in that training manual will be the pre-enrollment checklist. So, again, these are just other ideas. That maybe you can take these and incorporate that and hopefully take your group marketing business to new heights. So, Ken and Randy, hope that met some needs, and I'll turn it back over to you at this time.
Well, I tell you what, Jimmy, that, woo, man, that was a load. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you fine, yeah.
I wasn't sure. I tell you, I just thinking about the preacher kept trying to get the cowboy, you know, up to come to church, and one cold and wintry night, the cowboy finally came, he's the only one showed up, and the preacher just preached his heart out. He's going to miss church somebody, he just preached his heart out, and when he got through, he asked the cowboy, he said, listen, how'd you like that? And the cowboy said, well, it was good, but, you know, I feed cattle, but if one cow comes over, I don't try to dump the whole load. Boy, you dumped a whole load on us tonight, man. That was wonderful.
Well,
that was absolutely.
Well, it's a lot of information, and I hope, you know, you said it was being taped.
Oh, yeah, it is. And I'm sure there's lots of people, and I know myself, I'd like to re-listen to it. You're always a strong inspiration, Jimmy Parrish, and we love you and your family to death, and we appreciate everything that you bring to the table. It just makes our team so much stronger. So I'm sure Randy might want to say something, but I do thank you so very much, Jimmy. And for people, I'm sure Randy announced it, but Mr. Tony Hughes will be on the next call. He's one of the best networkers in prepaid today, and I think if you're on the call, this call, you should get on that call. I think you'll be surprised how well that we try to help people to be what, as Jimmy stated earlier, if you're a groupie, we want to help you be the best groupie you can be. If you're a networker, we want to help you be the best networker you can be. If you're a small business, same thing. We want to help you be better at what you want to be, and along the way, you're going to recruit some people that do the other, and we just make our team stronger. Right, Jimmy?
Absolutely, and I'll be the one taking notes, because you don't get so much better than Tony Hughes when it comes to team building, and I'll be on that call at night, and I know he'll have some great tips for all of us.
He sure will. We have a lady going to give a testimonial that's powerful, too, tonight. Randy, are you still with us?
I am, and I want to thank Mr. Parrish for being on the call. Jimmy, Mr. Parrish, you did an awesome job, as usual. I am just so glad we're going to have this recorded and up on our website where those that didn't get on will be able to go back and re-listen to it if they did listen to it the first time or whatever. But, again, thank you, Mr. Parrish, for being on, and we appreciate you very, very much. Look forward to seeing you in Las Vegas.
Thanks so much, Randy.
All right. Again, I want to encourage everyone, make a few phone calls, try to get as many people as you can on. The next call will begin in about 30 minutes on this same number. So we appreciate each and every one of you. Take care, and God bless. Good night, everyone.
Good night.